I just had to kind of reset it.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Turn me off.
Are you on?
Is your red?
There, I am.
There you go.
You're on. Yeah.
Are we lit? All right, I'm going to call this meeting to order. The draft minutes are not ready at this time. Item number one, Scott Services Sign Company, Mr. Austin Gully, 2100 7th Avenue South, the Arby's. It's in the Midtown District for new signage and exterior improvements. It's Mr. Gully here. Yes, sir. Come up to the podium so we can hear you and record you for posterity. What would you like to do, please, sir?
Ordinance.
You want to move it up? You want to move the whole building over?
Yes,
a
sir.
Lot?
Yes, sir. Make the park longer. But we're just adding a few basic signs in the side elevations, as well as a hat logo in the upper portion of the front elevation. We are replacing the sign on the pylon pole. It will be using the existing foundations. We will be replacing the canopy for the drive-thru as well.
There's no new sign locations, right? These are all existing?
Based on the photos from the survey, it looks like both side elevations do not have signs currently. And then the hat logo will be appearing in the front glass portion.
So you're talking about sign pack C? Yeah, on either side.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Okay. Does that still meet the guidelines?
And these are internally lit?
Yes, sir.
And it says banned to be panned by others. Are y'all...
Is that here today?
No, sir.
I'm sure it's not approved at all.
Okay.
Same color, right?
I believe so.
You're just updating the signs.
It's just on the correct.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve this submitted.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir. That was easy, wasn't it? Item number two. Mr. Philip Jones, and I see Bob Burns in the audience. 3847 10th Avenue South. This is in the Forest Park Local Historic District. Mr. Jones wants to put a rear addition with a basement garage on the back of his home. Is there a report from the committee?
There is. This is a contributing resource, and it was approved with conditions. The conditions are that the garage doors are to be constructed with wood. They are to extend the roof overhang to reduce wall exposure at the head of the new arch windows. They are to replicate existing roof slope and bring back overhang. And they are to match the existing barge rafter detail at the new cable. And to match the existing rate over paint dimension at the new cable.
Okay. Bob, what you're holding in your left hand is the east side.
Facing 29th Street, yes, sir.
So the sun's going to hit that right there, that side right there.
In the morning.
How far?
This is the addition, and of course, this is the existing house.
For those of you who don't know this house, there is a small abutment in the back right now that they're going to cover up. I believe this is going to be a family room, Phil?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, there was an addition built about 20 years ago. It's about to rot off the house.
Yeah, it's like it was supposed to be a sunroom, but it really didn't make it. How far off the alley is this? Go back. Well, go back. Nope.
There we go.
Well, yeah, but there.
One more.
There we go. Yeah, that was built way before this committee existed, I believe. And the alley is on the other side of the edges, correct? Or is that the alley that I'm looking at?
The alley is all over here, yes.
Go to the site.
Frank Munch, does he still live? Frank Munch still lives in the other house?
Yeah, of
okay, Sam.
Okay.
Who presented this at?
Sorry.
Look how you look.
What will the colors be?
Well, this is a pretty good representation. We're going to match existing.
Match existing.
Yes.
Bless you. What about the, let's look at the western side.
And you're comfortable with all the conditions?
I didn't draw the western side.
Oh, okay.
It's on this, on the thing.
Okay. Well, you actually can't see the, right there. You actually can't see that very well because it's the other proximity of the houses.
Yeah, the top right is facing. It's a double lot.
Yeah.
And so the western side is basically facing what is going to be his yard.
And the three Palladian are windows, and then you've got two French doors between them.
Yeah, those windows are some existing 100-year-old stained glass windows.
Oh, that you're going to repurpose.
Philip bought the windows before he designed this thing. So it was designed around those windows. I've got a photograph of them if you'd like to see them.
All right, so the window pattern is what we see. Go back to the...
That's it.
Okay.
That's the window pattern?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
big. So it's not 3/3 like what's shown on your drawing there?
I think I did an actual drawing of this.
That doesn't look like that.
Okay, the stained glasses, stained glass, it, right there. Where is that going to go?
That's on the
right
east,
here.
That's on the east
element. On the east element.
On the garage. And on the west. Side. And on the west.
And the west.
Oh, I see it on the west too. Okay, yeah. So there's six total.
We only got six of these, yes.
And they're okay with this?
I didn't have an issue with the windows. I only put those with conditions that I have to read out.
Okay.
And your shingles are going to be the same?
We're putting new shingles on the house. We've got a sample. They're a slate. It's not an actual slate. It's a composite.
It's a man-made slate.
Yeah.
It's a fake slate.
And the shingle that the other guy was taking off.
They've got
a sample. The shingle the other guy was taking off.
No.
It's all ironstone. It's actually a porcelain slate.
And then it's like it.
This is a different house.
Yeah. It's a different house.
And then you're meeting all the neighborhood conditions?
Yeah,
y'all okay with that?
We wouldn't
throw
it
at
night against.
Do I hear a motion?
I move we accept as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bob, Philip, good to see y'all. Former
thank
neighbor.
Thank you all for doing the design review. Thank you.
Let me know.
I'd love to have
you. It's called whiskey.
Yeah. I'll take you up on that.
Didn't your cat tell you?
I don't know. Shh. That was vodka. See, never drink vodka on Sunday. Item number 3, Mr. Leroy and Ms. Keandra Abrahams.
Edit these minutes.
4014 Fifth Avenue South, Avondale Park Local Historic District. Repairing the roof, front windows with siding, repairing the soffit and fascia, and painting the handrail and the porch. Is there a report on this?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Very good. Good. Responded by telling the applicant that the primary goal for the
it looks like they're the neighborhood's in support of what the applicant's doing. Yeah.
4014
yeah.
Approved with conditions. And you're gonna keep the existing siding and not replace it.
That's
is
correct.
That correct?
That's correct. Okay. Don't repair the snap and the damage portion.
Okay. And good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Nice to meet you all.
Tell us what you'd like to do, please, sir.
Sure. So very simple in terms of maintaining the exterior. So replace the roof with the same taller shingles, replace soffit, repair and paint the soffit and fascia with kind of this gray lunar surface trim. And then with the siding, obviously we would keep the siding, but we would apply kind of the polar bear colored painting for that siding. The windows, we would keep the same. It would be 4x4 pattern windows in the front. The door will stay the same. There's no replacement there. The stairs, we would just paint those with our graphic charcoal paint, and then we would maintain the color of the railing, essentially just replacing it with the Dynasty marquee.
Okay, let's go back to the layout of the house, because I'm confused. Right there. Okay. You have a front porch. I mean, which is the front of the house that I'm looking at right now?
So the front of the house would be on the right side of the screen.
Okay, so looking at the front facade, it looks like the left part of the house extends. Yeah, there you go. Are you going to enclose that porch?
No, that porch will remain the same. No.
So the layout that we're looking at is not actually accurate.
All they're showing is they're just trying to show you the windows on the inside.
Is that it?
Yeah, just show, but yeah.
My bad.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I was sitting there trying to figure out that last night and figuring out, wait a minute, this is not right.
So the siding is what right now, the existing siding?
The siding is wooden siding.
The left ship siding.
So where you're saying you're going to repair, you're going to go back with Marty?
We would replace with wood for the parts that are.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
You can't mix the two.
Well, it says.
The reason is here. I'll
but on his material sheet, it's calling out James Hardy's side.
The reason it was, because they wanted to replace it first. So the committee changed it to repair instead of replace. They wanted to replace the Hardy plank originally. But in the conditions set to repair.
Okay, so you're not going to use James Hardy siding.
No, so sorry about that. So okay. When we went to the Abigail committee, the thinking was we would replace it all around with James Hardy.
Gotcha.
But then kind of in discussing with them, we agreed that it would be easier to just replace the damaged portions of it and maintain the siding material itself.
And then all the new windows, you're keeping the same light pattern, which is like looks like it's 8x1 on this big one.
There's going to be a slight change to the pattern, so it's going to essentially match the pattern that's on that left window, but we'll move that. We'll also replicate that on that paneling, so it would be 4x4.
So you're just matching these.
Right. Like
and then on the front steps, you're just painting those to match the base brick?
Yes.
I move that we approve as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the applicants as changed by the neighborhood. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's going to look good.
Thank you.
And now we come to 5 points. Mr. Mark Mick Britton with Kingfisher Signs. 1034 20th Street South, the Eggaholic.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good morning. It's actually Eggaholic, not Eggaholic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what it says on our sheet.
It says Eggaholic on mine.
We got it wrong.
I mean, you understand the history of this place.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
But it's called what?
Eggaholic.
Okay.
Egg so it's holic. Indian street food, okay.
Tell us what you want to do.
The OSI.
We want to put that flush mounted channel lettering sign facelift up on the front of that building.
And it's going to be yellow?
Yep.
Is it going to occupy both floors or just the front?
Just the ground
floor. Ground floor. Do we have a multi tenant signage plan for this site?
Having been very
hold on.
Due to the recent network outage, we do not have access to power.
I do believe something came through. I mean, this is like almost 15, 20 years old.
We had a bar upstairs.
There's three tenants there right now.
Yeah.
I think this is consistent with it from what I remember.
Yeah. You know?
I'll say, one, I don't think it should be City of Birmingham staff's responsibility to keep master sign plans for an owner of their requirements on their building. I think it's good that we have that, but it shouldn't be a requirement. Two, I will say, this sign that's in front of us today is, when you go back to the historic photo, is a better placement and more appropriate than the Waffle House sign that was there previously.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think we need to make sure it does have a multi-tenant sign plan.
So,
who gets in contact with the owner of the building?
Staff's got to.
I think this building is this the building owned by the church?
No, Orchestra owns it.
So we're in a little bit of a quandary there.
Well, they can get it.
But I remember approving it. Approving a multi-tenant sign.
I think one was approved.
I'm pretty sure we did a multi-sign.
They did an upstairs plant for a coffee place came, and they had a package, to Craig's point, that we did approve. But, I mean...
You want to craft a motion?
Well, there's got some... Are these window graphics that you're showing, or are they...
No, we don't do any.
They're in the window now.
Okay, that's what it's Waffle House.
They got it there. That's where they were in the wall.
So we're only approving what's
but
on
the... But I'm going to say the ones that's in the... They're in the window now, but do they need to remove those?
Well, I think you're going to remove the whole Waffle House.
No, I'm saying the hallway, those signs in the window to the right. Yeah, those right. There now.
Yeah, I think we need to specify that we remove those.
Okay, I mean, we didn't put that up, but we...
No, we
understand, but we can condition these...
Mm-hmm.
What's that text saying? That's not phone numbers or anything, is it?
It's, no, it's just different foods that they're selling in the window now.
Mm-hmm. You're not just selling eggs and pancakes?
I have no idea what we're going to
He's just doing the sign.
No. You're supposed to dig deep into what you're representing.
I'm guessing eggs are in the bowl.
Okay. And alcohol.
I move that we approve with condition that they remove the graphics that are in the windows.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Number five is Sonia Friedis, 4410 Claremont Avenue South. This is in the Forest Park Local Historic District. Requesting approval for a replacement of wood windows with vinyl.
Good morning. Sign on this.
Hold on.
Many miles away.
Okay, hold on. Is there a report on this?
Yes, the report states that the applicant's plan for replacing the windows throughout the house, with the exception of the arched windows on the sun porch, is approved as presented. However, the committee does not approve the window material presented for the replacement of the windows in the sun porch. The existing metal window design are significantly historical to the house and can be found utilized like sun porches within the neighborhood. The replacement lift material style presented by the applicant will detrimentally change, destroy, or adversely a significant architectural feature of this resource.
Did y'all agree to replace the sunroom windows with something different than what you submitted to the city or to the neighborhood?
So we're not using vinyl, we're using a composite material. We've been in front of the board before you guys before, by Anderson. And it's a wood composite, so it's not a vinyl product.
Has the committee seen that?
The local neighborhood committee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was their no?
Specifically for the sunroom, because the sunroom has the thin metal frames, so they wanted to keep with the same metal frames. Initially, they were concerned about the about the grill style, but were able to actually make the exact grill style that they actually want.
What can you do it out of metal?
We cannot do it out of metal.
Yes, sir.
Has that gone back to the neighborhood?
This is, no, it's not gone back to the neighborhood, no.
Let me ask this question. Would you?
It's the way that we originally presented it with the grill style.
Well, they specifically said metal.
Right.
Have you gone back to them saying that you want to do wood?
Well, it's a composite, right?
Or a composite.
Or a composite. Have you gone back to them since they said no?
No, because we never offered to do vinyl or anything else. We've always said that we're going to use composite.
Okay.
They're requesting us to overturn the local.
So you're asking us to overturn the local?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Can you show us the image?
So they approved everything you proposed except
14 windows.
The material makeup of the windows.
Of the sunroom. Let's look at the sunroom and what. Let's look at that. Is that what I'm looking at?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So those are currently two metal windows.
Correct.
Am I standing on the street looking at this?
Yeah.
I mean, where can I see that porch from the street? All right, there we go.
A little bit, yeah.
Where's the porch in this diagram? Is it left, right, up, down?
If you go back to page 12 in the packet, it'll give you an overview of kind of all the pictures.
I don't know.
Yeah. So from the street view, hey, image one, image two. So image two, from my understanding, image two, if you look at it, I'm sorry.
So I really can't.
Right,
I really can't see what the material of the window is from the distance.
Four windows that are visible from the streets.
Right.
Okay. Is that what? Looking at the middle picture, top picture.
To the right.
To the right is the sunroom.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
And that's where the metal windows are.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And that's what you want to replace with a composite material
to match the entire front of the house. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the neighborhood said, "Nah, we don't like it. You need to do what's there already."
And in the house, there's actually wood windows. And the sunroom, as you stated, it's metal windows, but from the street, they do look similar.
Will the composite material that you're proposing change the existing light pattern or the dimensionals of the styles?
No, it's just a different material.
It's just a different material. But it will match in every other way, both color.
And more importantly, it'll match in color, it'll match in aesthetics, but more importantly, it'll match the front of the house as well.
Is the grill pattern, like, dimensionally, is it any different than what's out there now? Like, in terms of, like, width?
FDL, no.
Okay, I don't understand why they're okay with everything else, not that.
You can look on the back side of the sunroom. There's arched windows. I think that's the concern. You can't see them from the back, but is there on the back?
Okay, this is a contributing structure to the neighborhood. Okay.
Where are the arched windows?
And where are the arched windows?
So we go
you
back
can't
to
see
that
them from the street.
The all the way to the bottom.
Image 8?
Yep.
Image 8.
That's the back side of the sunroom.
Yes.
So,
and you're removing the arch?
I am.
And what are you going to fill that in with?
They're going to be filled, I believe it might be the last page, but this is essentially to match exactly as far as the design aspect, yes.
So you're not filling in the arch. You're going back with an arch window.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, that was
what
I just got.
Yeah, because
I was going to say, that's not hard.
No, no, sir. No, sir.
All right. So go back to the image again. I mean, the photo.
Yeah, I'm getting a little lost on materiality when we're meeting dimensionals.
Yeah.
Standards, we're meeting light pattern standards, we're meeting color.
And metal is.
And we're asked to make an exception after they approved all the other windows that you can see from the street.
Correct.
Metal windows, they don't have a thermal break in them, which means that it's going to condensate on inside the house.
Yeah.
Correct.
causes a bunch of problems.
It's going to cause a lot of economic problems. Yeah. So that'd be
so
a fair statement.
It's not, is this 102, that's the arch. That's what it's going to look like. How is that different than what's out there now?
It's not. His wording were... His wording was wrong. When the question was asked, are you filling that in? And he said, yes.
He meant I'm putting a new window.
Replacement,
I got to slow down some
time. Replacement with material slash style presented by the applicant will detrimentally change, destroy, or adversely affect the significant architectural feature of this resource. I'm not sure I understand that comment.
They make it sound like he's changing the window type. You know,
yeah,
this,
made
what
mistake
you, this is what
you're
presenting.
Did you tell him you were filling in?
No, I was.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how you can get to that.
But, they have the drawings, they have the whole package.
Okay.
I think that.
From my understanding, the real concern was metal versus.
Well, that's what I'm understanding it to be.
Based
on the information that's in front of us.
Why would they want to down that hill right there, fighting metal versus composite? I don't know why.
Well, I'm knowing that metal is not a historic material. In terms of the age of his home, it's an infill material. It was an added material.
That was correct. That is a correct statement. Yes, it was added.
I think you
used the original.
Who wants to
do a motion against the neighborhood?
I will make a motion to approve the applicant's request as submitted, in keeping that all of the windows except for. Three, am I correct in that? Fit with the neighborhood's desired approval. And the three windows we will approve are fitting with this application.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we accept the applicant's application over the objection of the neighborhood. Is there any discussion concerning that?
I would like for the minutes here to, because this says wood window replacement with vinyl. There's no vinyl anywhere.
No, sir.
So
it's composite.
Composite.
So to clarify the motion,
mm-hmm.
Craig, are you clarifying the motion?
Yes. That in lieu of vinyl, it is composite material.
Mm-hmm. We'll make that correction on the agenda as well.
Should we mention the reason we're overturning or not?
Yeah.
We have it in our discussion minutes.
Okay, all right.
All of our
that was under discussion.
It was, okay.
Yeah, that's all in our minutes.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Show of hands. Hold on.
What was that?
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Or raising your hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
All those opposed, nay, or raise your hand. Mm-hmm. 1, 5 to 1, 3, 4. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a beautiful day.
Good, good for the record, Ivan.
So I made a mistake on the staff report. That's my bad. I'm going to correct it. But I had it as non-contributing on the staff report. It should have been contributing. I apologize.
Okay.
That is my mistake.
And I said for the record it was contributing.
You did.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Item number 6, Window World and Mr. Jim Hooker, who's the owner, 1026 28th Place South. Jim? Going once? Going twice? Have y'all heard from Jim?
Yeah.
We'll hold that and go forward and do number 7.
So moving it to the end.
Moving it to the end, yeah. Ms. Julia McNair, 4508 Claremont Avenue South, Forest Park Local Historic District. Replacement of metal 9/9 windows with vinyl 1/1 windows. Yes, ma'am. Tell us what you'd like to. Oh, I'm sorry. First of all, it's a report.
There is. This is a non-contributing resource. It was constructed in the 1950s. But if the district was to ever be updated this with an extended period of significance, this would be a contributing home to that. It was approved with conditions. It says the applicant's choice of window material and design is approved for the side and rear of the house. The material slash design submitted does not match slash replicate the existing or original windows. Therefore, the committee does not approve the product installation on the front of the house. The committee recommends replacement with wood or wood clad windows along the front of the house.
Are you okay with the committee's?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I think this is ridiculous. The across the street neighbors, the catty corner neighbors, they've all done this. They probably done it without permission, obviously. Mm-hmm. I feel like my house is going to end up being the outlier, not theirs.
What type windows?
What now?
What your windows want to be?
I just want about like vinyl. It's more affordable than wood. I would like to not feel the breeze in my house because
now these are aluminum 50s windows.
They
correct?
Absolutely are. This was a spec house. They were the cheapest windows they could have done on it. Y'all know that. It just, you know.
Well, now those aren't aluminum, are they?
Those are probably
I have no idea.
Single pane wood.
They're single pane. Literally, those shears move when the window.
The storm windows. You got the storm windows, which basically cause condensation in the wintertime. It probably freezes up, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it does. Trust me on that.
We've seen this enough. I'm talking about films,
but not windows.
I see it on the record. This is a non-contributing structure. It predates the metal that is currently on the storm windows. Mm-hmm. And are you keeping to all the existing dimensions of the windows, and including the light patterns?
I'll do that. I don't like it. I think it makes the house. I think that the clean lines of the 50s house is broken up by this window painting.
All right, so you're going to get rid of the paint.
I would love to get rid of the paintings. I'll go on the side and the back.
Trust me, you'd love it.
I know. I would.
Just for the record, what are you proposing to go back with?
One over one. Because I think that if it had not been extremely expensive to do in 1953, I think that's what would have been the aesthetic of a mid-century modern home.
So these are insulated one-over-one windows?
Yes.
Okay.
With no grid, and that is typical of the 1950s homes that were built in the city.
Absolutely, and around the corner from me,
Ben, you want to go ahead and craft?
No, you guys got to step up to something.
Yeah,
you got to make it good. Well, Ben, you started it. I'm just going to make the motion that we accept, since it's a non-contributing building.
Thank you.
Based on what the applicant has presented. That is a one-over-one insulated vinyl window.
And will your...
Now, hold on. Is there a second to that motion?
I will second that motion.
Okay. Ben?
Will your colors match the existing trim?
Yes. Okay. For a year and a half, I contemplated painting my house and if I was going to paint my house or not. And then I decided no, that I am going to be the last non-painted brick house in Forest Park.
That's good.
I needed to get a new garage door.
Right.
And so we are sticking with white and the red brick. This was my grandparents' home. I grew up with this house. And it's still, I want to honor the house that I've always loved. And as I drive through the neighborhood and see all the painted houses, I don't think it's going to be like, I've got to keep that red brick. It's got to stay.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? There's a motion on the floor that has been seconded. Is there any further discussion? Is there anybody in the neighborhood that would like to hear, that would like to say anything? Good question, Greg. Hello. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Okay. Let's do show of hands. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those opposed to the motion, raise your hand. One. Ayes have it. Thank you, ma'am.
Y'all, thanks so much. I appreciate
it. Okay. Number eight, Mr. Kariba Bush, 301 Reverend Abraham Woods Jr. Boulevard, 8th Avenue North District, addition of new canopy. We last saw this in March. Yeah. Good morning. How are you? All right. Remind us what you're wanting to do. Because remember, I'm old and can't do it.
What I'm proposing is a roof on the side of the building. And last week there was some. Last time I was here, there were a few dimensions that they wanted me to put on the drawing. So that's what I had to go back and do. But it's like I said, on the side of the building, just put a roof over the patio, over concrete slab there.
Go back one, please, because that was this was the image that was in question, was making sure they would come back with those details.
The trim, yeah.
The drawing, right. So we would make sure that the roof line fell underneath that detail line.
Correct.
And that was our request as a body to come back
with. And he has so far come back and complied with what we requested.
Yeah.
Correct. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Aye. Thank you.
This is going to be good.
All right. Is Window World or Mr. Jim Hooker here?
They never showed up. Well, take what?
Going what?
Do you want to look and see what he asked to do?
No.
I don't know if we can handle any more windows today.
It's a lot. And this is Window World.
This one, I will say, this building was constructed after the district was listed. So this building was constructed in like 1988. So it's not even in the resource count of the district.
Say that again.
We approved this building in 1988. The building of it, that was a vacant lot. And we approved that design. And he wants to replace those small square windows, correct? That you're looking at?
Yeah, he's on the right hand side of the apartment complex. There you go.
So he's not going to match the left hand side?
Yes. They're going to match. So
they are going to match.
That was the condition that was put on, is that they matched the ones that y'all approved in 2022. But we couldn't, because of our system disruption, go back and pull any of those images. And so
the window.
We reached out to them to try to get a picture yesterday, and they didn't ever get it.
Are the existing windows wood?
They're like a. They're like a. I think they're a mixture of metal and wood. They're a hodgepodge of windows.
They're asking for.
They want a replacement of wood and metal window with vinyl, but they're only replacing one window.
No, they're replacing all their windows.
Yeah, all of those that are starting.
Yeah, all the windows.
This is a condo, so he only has that top upper corner and the rear floor.
He's in a multi-tenant building.
It's a multi-tenant building.
Okay.
If it matches the existing, I don't know.
Well, no, he wants to match the what's existing to the left of him.
The HOA now requires the windows to, like when you go to replace it, replace it with the ones that was approved in 2020.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So he wants to match this guy over here.
Is that guy over there vinyl? Wood?
You know what we approved. Okay, right, because we don't have that.
We don't have those records.
I don't know if it really matters.
Right, I'm just asking.
Matches some light pattern.
Yeah.
So he's basically matching the light pattern of his neighbor.
That's my understanding what they were hearing, but we haven't heard from them.
Jim, he needs to be here. We need to tell him.
Yeah, he does not in the package. Okay, yeah, so I make a motion to table this issue because we do need further drawings to confirm.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we table this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.